At the White House, President Bush hosts his first state dinner tonight. The guest of honor is Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico. President Fox and his delegation were welcomed in a ceremony on the White House lawn this morning, where the Mexican president seemed to issue a surprise challenge to his American counterpart. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It was a perfect morning for President Fox's arrival. He and his wife stepped out of their limo and were greeted by the president and first lady. A military band played the Mexican national anthem and then the Star-Spangled Banner. The morning sun bounced off the southern facade of the White House, highlighting the colors and the U.S. and Mexican flags on the balcony above. During welcoming remarks, President Bush said the U.S. has no more important relationship in the world than the one it has with Mexico.
We're building a relationship that is unique in the world, a relationship of unprecedented closeness and cooperation. And this visit is a milestone on that journey.
The president spoke of the need for the two countries to work together on a host of issues, including the environment, drugs, crime, education, and migration. Then it was President Fox's turn. He spoke of a Mexico eager to step up and become more of a player on the world stage.
Llego hoy a Washington como presidente de un México democrático.
I have come to Washington today as the president of a democratic Mexico. Of a Mexico determined to become a prosperous, secure nation, open to the world.
Everything was very predictable until Fox got down to the end of his speech and began to talk about migration and the millions of Mexicans currently living illegally in the U.S. Fox has made it a goal of his to negotiate some sort of legal status for them. President Bush, too, wants to come up with changes in U.S. policy, but there's opposition to the idea in the U.S., and there's a sense that any big change could be years away. But Fox, this morning, said quick action should be taken, that it's time to recognize the contribution that Mexican workers make to the U.S. economy, that it's time migrants be valued as human beings.
Por ello, debemos y podemos.
For this reason, we must and we can reach an agreement on migration before the end of this very year, which will allow us, before the end of our respective terms, to make sure that there are no Mexicans who have not entered this country legally in the United States, and that those Mexicans who have come into the country do so with the proper documents.
After the speech, White House officials said they weren't sure what Fox had in mind when he spoke of having an agreement in place before year's end. In fact, in the days leading up to this state visit, Bush administration officials have downplayed expectations, talking of how complex the issue is. President Bush does not support a blanket amnesty for Mexicans currently in the U.S. illegally. He prefers a guest worker program that would allow Mexicans to legally enter the U.S. to take jobs that U.S. employers have a hard time filling. Representatives of both the Bush and Fox administrations have met several times over the course of the year to discuss migration policy. Attorney General John Ashcroft has been involved in those meetings, but today he was unwilling to commit to the kind of optimistic timetable Fox is calling for.
We have been working very diligently, and I would expect our diligent work to continue. I cannot forecast an exact time, whether before or after that time, when we would have the kind of finality. But I can tell you that it is a matter of priority and that we will continue to work as aggressively as we can.
President Fox's unexpected remarks seem designed to bring some life to the issue of migration reform in the U.S. Tomorrow, he will take his message directly to the Congress, where he speaks to a joint session of the House and Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.